Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue on from yesterday. We looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in particular, the beginning of that beautiful chapter from St. Paul, talking about the glory of God and the working of the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the gospel, and that is what essentially Paul talks about, the proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. When that message, which is called the kerygma, the core message, really the most important central message of the church in preaching, the Holy Spirit anoints that word, and when human hearts, by God's grace, open up to that word, Paul says the Holy Spirit reveals the glory of God that is shining on the face of Jesus. I want to read it again today, that very section, because Paul's talking about the ministry of the word, the ministry of the word of God that he's been given, that's proclaiming the gospel. And he said that he doesn't mess with the word. I love the things he'll say about it here. But let's just say a quick prayer that this word would penetrate our hearts today, because God's word's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Let the words of God, and hopefully some of the words I say today are inspiring as well, but let the word of God penetrate your heart and receive these truths, because this word can go right to the core of your being, Scripture says, and transform you, renew you, and strengthen you. So once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. This ministry is the preaching of the gospel. We have renounced disgraceful and underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or tamper with God's word. A lot of people today tamper with God's word. They change it because they don't like it, or they don't believe in it anymore. So they change parts to be suited to fit in with the world that they want. But he goes on to say, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. That's one way to talk about evangelization. What is evangelization? Open statement of the truth. The truth is what is a person. And we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. We appeal, Paul will say, we appeal to people by giving them the good news, the truth about Jesus, Jesus' assessment of the human condition. And it's the conscience in us that would say yes, no, you know. And so we appeal to that voice of God, Paul's saying the voice of God in every single human being. And it will resonate because Jesus is the word of God, what God is speaking that helps penetrate the conscience and the heart and allow the light of God to be present. Verse 3 says, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. So Paul says, some don't see it because of the spiritual battle. He says the devil's strategy, as I said yesterday, is to blind the minds of unbelievers so they can't see this truth, this statement of the truth that he's making. Going to blind the minds so they can't see, can't hear the gospel, the core of the gospel. And that blinding comes from the spiritual warfare, the work of demonic powers, the devil to keep the human beings in darkness. Remember, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He said he does this to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, the light of the good news of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. So one of us is perfectly bearing the likeness of God, the God-man himself. So Paul says, so this is what we preach now. We don't preach ourselves. We don't talk about ourselves too much, you know. We preach Jesus Christ as Lord. That means Jesus as Savior. His name means Savior. He comes to save us. He doesn't come to just enhance our life. He doesn't come just to help us feel good or to get our emotions rightly ordered or to answer all our prayers to have the kind of life that we may want for ourselves. The heart of why Jesus comes is to save. And everybody needs salvation. And he comes in mercy to take away our sin. But we have to respond to him. We have to give him our sin. And to be honest, to say, yes, Lord, mercy itself is coming. Say, yes, Lord, take away my sin. Forgive me. Confessional is such a such a precious place to be able to respond to this. He's the Christ, the one who fills with the Holy Spirit. He plunges us in the Spirit. He makes us new. He reveals himself to our hearts and minds. He speaks to us. He gives us spiritual gifts. But are we awake to it? Who gets that? Those who hunger and thirst. Those who desire it. Those who pursue it. Those who say yes to it. Those who are awake to it. And he's Lord. He said, Jesus Christ as the Lord. All power and authority in heaven and earth belongs to him. And we can say he is the Lord. He's my Lord. He's our Lord in the people of God. Every parish ought to be able to say, Jesus Christ is our Lord. And that's why we're here, to worship him, to serve him, to be fed by him. And then this beautiful part, for it is God who said, let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the glory of the knowledge of God, shining on the face of Jesus Christ. When we see by God's grace the truth, the Holy Spirit comes to show us and reveal to us the glory of Jesus, that God's glory is shining on a human face. Remember, the human race was made for glory, but as a race of people, we have fallen from glory, and we cannot raise ourselves to glory. Jesus has come to do it. And when we see the light of the very glory of God shining on the face of Jesus, we see our own future. We see the future of the human race. We see the new creation. And faith and hope fill our hearts. And we see it. And we see the gift. And then love arises in us in the presence of the Holy Spirit, who then helps us, because hope said, "Don't you have nothing to worry about. Look where your life is going. Look where your life is headed. Look what God is doing in you. Now, don't be afraid. Go love your neighbor. Lay down your life for your friends." Then in verse 7, it goes on, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us." So Paul is acutely aware of this treasure, and he's saying, don't be fooled by the trials and the difficulties and the weaknesses of this life in the flesh. This treasure, this gold that we've been given, the glory that we share in, is in our spirit. And our bodies in human life in a fallen world continue to be like earthen vessels. Right? Clay pots is another way to say it. But God shows his transcendent power at work in us. And then Paul describes the trials he's going through. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed or not abandoned. We always carry in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. This is a good verse, verse 8 here, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, to ask ourselves. In our affliction, are we crushed or are we not crushed? Paul's saying, we're afflicted. We're up against it, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. Why aren't all our questions answered? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why does life be so difficult? Why can't my marriage be better? Why can't my kids be healthier? Why can't, you know, one thing after another? Why? And we don't have answers to some of those things. They're perplexing. Paul says we never give in to despair. That's what the devil wants to do. Despair is like, that's bad space. That's where you just kind of give up. You lose hope. That's a very difficult place to be. Paul says we don't give up because why? Precisely because we carry this treasure in us. We're persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Verse 11, for while we live, we are always being given up to the death of Jesus Christ, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Paul's experiencing lots of persecution, as are other brothers and sisters. And he's saying this for them, it's part of the normal Christian life. They're saying, what is this? Why is this happening to us? I mean, when I became a Christian, I was trading up. I thought everything was going to be good. I thought all my dreams were going to happen. I thought he was going to protect me from sickness and suffering and difficulty, rejection. But no, Paul is saying, no, we get the privilege of being so identified with Jesus, we experience the rejection that's upon Jesus from this fallen world that rejects God and the reign of God and the will of God. And guess what? Jesus is the reigning king. He's the one that's filled with the will of God that brings it to us and empowers us to live a new way of life. So Jesus said, remember, in this world you'll have tribulation, but always be of good cheer because I've overcome all this. And so this was essentially what Paul is saying. Verse 13, since we have the same spirit of faith as he who wrote, I believed and so I spoke, we too believe and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. This is so important for us, friends, to be able to be, to meditate on, to read again and again, and ask the Holy Spirit to make this come alive in us. That's what he wants to do. But he feeds the hungry. He quenches the thirst of the thirsty. Those who pursue the Lord will get the Lord. Those who pursue the life in the Holy Spirit are going to get a fuller life in the Holy Spirit. It's just the way it is. And the gold that he's talking about here, these treasures within us, the reality of what the Lord is doing in us, we need to be an ongoing conversation, abiding in the Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that they actually come alive in us and we keep growing and we go deeper and we go deeper and we become more free. We become more pure. We become healthier. We become more alive and we're filled with the power of hope and the power of faith that enables us to walk in love and to imitate Jesus. So Paul says, we're not afraid to speak. We speak with boldness. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Paul's passion, let's extend the glory. That's a way of describing evangelization. What are we doing when we evangelize? We're extending the glory. We're not just saying, you know, you're a bad person, you're going to hell, go to heaven. Well, you know, we need to say there's only two destinies. And just like me, you need to be saved. And Jesus is here to save you. But what he's doing, he's communicating. Paul says he loves to do it because he's communicating the glory of God that every human being in the Father's heart is destined to receive. The Father wants to save through his Son. Jesus saves us so that we can come into that glory. So Paul says in verse 16, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is wasting away, and man, I feel like it almost every day. That's true, partly because of my age, right? Our inner man is being renewed every day, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. Is that on your radar? Honestly, be honest with yourself. Is this passage something that you occasionally think about? Do you remember this passage? Listen to this. It's for you and for me, so we do not lose heart. How do you get to a place where you don't lose heart in this difficult world? Well, you don't worry about the fact that your outer man's wasting away, because you know the deeper reality is the inner man, because you're alive in the spirit, you know what's going on, is renewed every day, and all this suffering is a slight momentary affliction. And then where am I going? To an eternal weight of glory beyond all compare. Friends, that's your destiny. Let's rejoice in it and share it with others. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.